everyone that this call is strictly for the Hexavalent Chromium investigation. And if you have any other questions, you can go ahead and email me at my email address, dalatorre@aqmd.gov. But for this call, for your questions, email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. So for now, we'll start with introductions.
Wayne Astry, Executive Officer, South Coast AQMD.
Jill Wynot, Chief Operating Officer.
Derek Altori, Public Affairs.
Marion Coleman, Compliance and Enforcement.
Amir Deshbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Fabian Wesson, Public Affairs.
Joe K. Gosh, Planning and Rules.
Andrea Polidori, Atmospheric Measurements.
Kurt Weiss, General Counsel.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Rules.
Danielle.
Danielle Soto.
Okay, thank you. And who do we have on the call?
Sam Atwood, Media Officer.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll start with the updates. The first update will be from monitoring from Dr. Polidori.
We just completed the analysis of the samples that were collected on May the 4th and May the 7th. And so if you go on our website, you will find all of the latest information and latest results from our monitors. So the latest three sample averages at all sites, including the compliance sites, of course, are all below 1 nanogram per cubic meter. And the next sampling day has been scheduled for tomorrow, May the 10th. And also one other update is that we have integrated the samplers that were provided to us by the City of Paramount. And of course, these samplers are extremely important for us. They have been included to supplement our school monitoring. And also, they will be rotated in our monitors to kind of supplement our existing monitoring network. And also, in terms of what we have been conducted in the past 2 weeks, on May the 3rd, there was an off-schedule sampling. So we collected samples at four different locations, including Site 8, Site 15, Site 19 at Promise Hospital, and at Site 23, which is located near Matco. During that day, the concentrations were relatively high at Site 19 at Promise Hospital. We measured the concentration of 1.09 nanogram per cubic meter, and near Matco, the concentration also on May 3rd was 1.35 nanogram per cubic meter. So because of this off-schedule monitoring on May 3rd, we did not collect any sample on May 1st and on May 4th at site 19 near Promise Hospital. But again, all of the three sample averages for the past couple of weeks, they are all below 1 nanogram per cubic meter. And also another update, today we had a phone call. South Coast AQMD and ARB staff had a phone call with the City of Paramount to basically give them an update on the upcoming metal survey project that we will conduct in collaboration with the University of San Diego. We discussed about the possible route within the City of Paramount. This will be a 7-day project during which we will collect, we will monitor, we will conduct mobile measurements of air toxic metals throughout the City of Paramount. And we conduct source testing in the south of Paramount, and their results will be available soon. And this might lead also to additional monitoring in that area. And this concludes my update. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Polidori. Next, we'll get an update from Dr. Joe K. Gosh.
Hi, good evening, everyone. We have posted an updated assessment of the hexchrome data from the Paramount schools that is available on our website. This latest report includes an assessment of four schools that had not been included in the previous reports because there wasn't enough data for the previous assessments. The four schools included in this report are Los Cerritos, Tanner, Paramount High School West, and Roosevelt. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gosch. Next, we'll get an update from permitting from Amir Deshbash.
Good evening. Last Friday, as directed by our hearing board, Anaplex submitted all necessary information to process their application for their proposed control equipment. In addition, since Anaplex had drastically modified their operating parameters for their existing lines, we required Anaplex to submit new applications for those lines, which they did today. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Amir. Next, we'll get an update from Marion Coleman regarding enforcement.
Good evening. Compliance and enforcement has continued to investigate the elevated levels of hex chrome in the southern part of Paramount. We will continue to monitor the situation. We are awaiting test results from our air monitoring team, and we will continue to respond to complaints and any other issues of concern. We also, last Friday, issued a notice of violation to Carlton Forge, and it was for a non-public nuisance related violation. It was not related to odors, and it was related to our reclaim emissions rule.
Thank you very much, Marion. Next, we'll get an update from Kurt Weiss, our general counsel.
We have nothing to report.
Thank you very much. Susan, did you have anything?
Yeah, just this is Susan Nakamura. So for our rule 1402, it is the rule that requires both Anaplex and Aerocraft to submit a health risk assessment. And because we've identified them as potentially high-risk facilities, they submitted an early risk reduction plan. We provided our comments on the early risk reduction plan, and both facilities are required to submit that back to us with revisions, and then we would approve or disapprove their early risk reduction plan. That concludes my update.
Thank you very much, Susan. Next, get an update from Sam Atwood and media.
Thank you, Derek, and there is no update this week from news media.
Thank you very much.
Also, this is Susan Nakamura. I wanted to mention that we have our Rule 1469, proposed amended Rule 1469 and 1426, which is for chrome plating and anodizing, and for nickel, cadmium, and other metals. We have a working group meeting scheduled for on a week from this Thursday. I think it's May 18th at 2 o'clock here at the district offices in conference room GB.
Thank you very much, Susan. As far as community affairs, no update on our end. So this is the time that if you do have questions, you please submit them regarding the hexavalent chromium investigation. If you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. That's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We got a question from Jessica Ho from Supervisor Han's office, and her question is, what's being held on May 18th?
This is Susan Nakamura. On May 18th at 2 o'clock at the district offices in Diamond Bar, we'll be holding a working group meeting for a proposed amended rule 1469 and 1426. It's a chrome plating and anodizing rule. This is the rules that we've gathered information from Anaplex, and the information we gathered from Anaplex will be folded into this rule amendment, and we'll be making other changes to the rule also.
Thank you very much, Susan. Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And if you just joined us, you can submit questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. So, okay, seeing that we're not receiving any more email questions, we're going to end the call. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you.